So some of you think you know me because of what you heard about me. But the truth of the matter is, no one really asked how I felt about it. No one considered my pain, my anguish, and my grief over all the loss that I had to endure in a very short period of time. See, it's easy to sit back and point fingers and judge me because I acted out in a moment of pain, and I acted out in a moment of grief. And yeah, I may have said some things that I regret. I may have even done some things that I regret looking back now. But don't judge me based upon my response in my season of pain. See, my family was not the perfect family. My husband was. You heard a lot about him. And he was a very godly man. He loved the Lord. He was perfect and upright. Not perfect meaning not making mistakes, but perfect in his mature relationship with the Lord. And I admired that about him. I watched him day by day offer sacrifices and pray and intercede on behalf of our children. Yeah, you know, we talked about it. And yeah, you know, in hindsight, there were things that maybe I could have said or could have done. But, you know, those are my children. And I never thought, no one could have told me that I would lose them all in one day. But it happened. And so my life went from living this wealthy, extravagant life with my children, grown, beautiful, skillful. My husband, he's a nobleman. People respect him. And me? Everybody admired me. Everybody looked up to me. I was that woman to watch. And then all of a sudden it happened. Life hit us so hard. We lost everything. We lost our animals. We lost our livestock. We lost our staff. We lost our children. We lost all of our friends. Well, my husband had a few friends left, but you know, they weren't really the type of friends that we thought they were. And, you know, trials will show you that, won't they? People can name anything when all is well. But when times get rough, you really get to see who your true friends are. And at least my husband did have some friends to come by and check on him. I mean, their counsel may have been off. You know, they assumed a lot. And they totally ignored his plea to be left alone. They wouldn't give him space to inquire of the Lord, which at one point I even asked him, you know, why are you still worshiping? Why are you still praying after all that we have gone through? Like, you know, how could you still call on the name of this God? And the way he responded to me, even in the midst of his body reacting to these terrible tumors and sores and things on his, some boils. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And there was no cure. And he was in pain every day, not just physical pain, but he was in emotional pain. And he was also in spiritual pain. And he was also in relationship pain. We lost our children. We nearly lost our marriage because of our trauma and because of our pain. But at least he did have friends. I didn't have anybody. And I learned such a valuable lesson about friends. You know, who is really a friend? Who can you really depend on when you're going through? I had to learn that lesson the hard way. And so, yeah, people have sat back and have ridiculed me and have picked at me and have overlooked me and cast me aside. because of some things that I said while I was hurting and because of some things that I did while I was hurting. But the truth of the matter is, no one who judged me could ever walk in the shoes that I walked in. Not one. Not one could have stood when the news broke about the Sabians that attacked. Not one could have stood when the news broke that my children one by one died when a wind hit their house. Not one could have stood by and watched this strong, brilliant husband of mine as his body pretty much decomposes and whittles away right in front of my eyes. His breath smelled so bad. It smelled like death. It was hard for me to attend to him and care for him because his body, his sores were raw. They were festering sores. And so out of that anguish and out of that pain, having lost everything that I had and still having to care for a husband who refused to give up. And his strength exposed my weakness. And so people caught wind to what I said and they judged me and they looked down on me and they cast me aside. But you know what? I can admit that I had a flesh moment. I can admit that I made a mistake. I can admit that, yeah, I did speak and give my husband ill counsel. I did. But now that I look back, and by the grace of God, the Lord did not cast me off forever. The Lord looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. The Lord saw my faithfulness even in my weakness. For his word says that his strength is made perfect in weakness. It was the strength of God that kept me. It was the strength of God that sustained me. All you heard was what I said when I told my husband to curse God and die. But I never left his side. I may not have understood what he went through. I may not have understood why he was going through. We found out after the fact that Satan himself challenged God for my husband's soul. And that this battle was not a battle of flesh and blood, but it was mighty before God. And that there were strongholds that needed to be pulled down. And there were hearts of people around us, my so-called friends too, that needed to be exposed. We went through such an ordeal. No one ever thought that we would recover or rebound or that God would restore us. To be honest, we didn't see it. My husband said that he came into the world naked and he'd leave the world naked. He had pretty much resolved that he had met his end. And he had questions and he had doubts. He never doubted God. His faith was so strong. And you know what I attribute that to? I attribute that to all of those years I watched him pray every day, praying over our children, praying over our marriage, praying over our businesses and our ventures and so forth. That those prayers he prayed sustained him when the enemy attacked us. And it was his prayers. He rebuked me. Even in the midst of my weakness, he still loved me enough to tell me the truth. He didn't divorce me. He didn't shoo me away or tell me to go. He called me out of my mess. And it was hurtful. Don't get me wrong. That hurt my heart. I was already hurting because of what we were going through. But to have my husband sit there with his body wrecked with pain and filled, covered with putrefying sores, to rebuke me in front of the onlookers. Well, you know, that took me to a whole nother level of humiliation. If you can imagine that, like. Sometimes you ask yourself, how low can you really go? Well, that day when he said, woman, you speak, he said, you speak as a foolish woman. It cut me to my heart. But you want to know something? I never spoke like that to him again. At that point, when I saw his strength and I saw his resolve and I saw his tenacity and I saw how he continued to worship and he lived by the example in the midst of pain, I learned something. And so here we are now, God has restored us. Our marriage is strong, is sweet. God has blessed us. God bless my womb. God bless my husband. As old as he was, I told you all, he was a very handsome man. And God blessed us to come together again as man and wife. And we rebuilt our family. And not only that, not only did we rebuild our family, but God blessed our children to be so beautiful, to be so handsome. And, you know, our first set of children, that it still aches my heart to this day. But this new set of children that we have, God did something different. They have a different heart. And what I mean by that is my husband didn't have to go and pray peradventure my children were rioting and drinking and provoke God. He didn't have to do that with these set of children. It was like they were born with a grace. They were born with this wisdom. They were ordained by God to be different. And not only that, to be our healing. They healed us. We didn't have to wrestle. We didn't have to fight. We didn't have to contend. These children healed us. So those are my thoughts for those of you who wondered how Job's wife felt and why she said what she said and why she did what she did. Well, now you know. And let me just leave a closing thought with you. Give yourself permission to be human. We love God. We know we are called by God, and we know that we are purposed by God. But we don't always understand why we go through the things that we do. We don't always know how to get through it the way that He expects us to. And so in that, there's a tendency to say some things that may not be Christ-like. Maybe a tendency to do some things that may not be Christ-like. And it doesn't mean that we have abandoned our faith. It just means that we are trying to grab a hold to this painful experience, and we're in survival mode, and it looks really, really bad to those who are looking in on the outside. But for the one on the inside who is struggling to understand and to make sense of what happened, it is a messy, messy grace that only God can understand. So don't be so hard on yourself. Those of you that may be going through some things, and God forbid that you never have to face what I faced. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But you do have trials. You do have challenges in life. And sometimes it can make you feel as if God has abandoned you and has forgotten you. But friends, I encourage you that that is not the case. Sometimes the enemy just wants to try you. It is the trying of your faith. And God is trusting and God has confidence that you're going to stand the test and come through. Put that work in like my husband did. Those times of prayer, those times of service to the kingdom, because you don't know how that seed will come back and bless you. I'm living today. I can talk to you freely today because of the seed that my husband had sown. Having no idea we'd have to eat from that tree that he sowed, that he planted. And we ate well and we're living well. And we were able to rebuild our lives because of the planting and the work that he put in. So be encouraged. Forgive yourself. I forgave myself. My husband forgave me. God forgave me, most importantly, and he blessed me. He restored me. He lifted my name up out of the dirt. Some of you still don't know who I am, but it's okay. Just call me an overcomer. Call me triumphant. Call me the lady who messed up, but God restored her.